two special envoys.
Well, also on the agenda is the $825 billion stimulus plan that is making its way through Congress. Joining us now is Scott Garrett, U.S. Representative from New Jersey, a Republican, ranking member of the Subcommittee on Capital Markets, Insurance, and Government-Sponsored Enterprises. And that title there gives you a sense of the complexity of both the financial industry right now and the stimulus package. It's a subcommittee of the House Financial Services Committee. Scott Garrett, thanks for joining us.
It's good to be with you. Yeah, we like to give our titles real long names.
So. Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know, it used to be that government-sponsored enterprises were pretty much Freddie and Fannie Mae, but now it's much, much bigger. It seems like your jurisdiction is advancing by billions of dollars per day, Congressman Garrett.
That's an interesting analysis, actually. You're right that it used to just be the GSEs as being the government-sponsored enterprises, but now that we basically all but nationalized the banks, you might put all them in that category as well because they're all sponsored by the government.
Now, you want to reverse that trend. That's basically your point, you have an uphill battle fighting what appears to be a very strong Democratic consensus to push this forward.
Oh, absolutely. We want to push back against the tide in this case. I was one who was with, I guess, the minority who said the original TARP program was not well conceived and thought out, and now TARP 2 was also not well conceived and thought out either because, as you know, we basically just gave another $350 billion away, still without any plan on how to spend it.
Now, I would say, Congressman Garrett, that you were right on the accountability issue in the sense mm-hmm. that the TARP just sort of floated out into the ether. But do you think that you're right on the economics issue in the sense that there is a crisis here and there's some sort of stimulus that's necessary? What would you do short of nothing?
Well, I think it's not just me. I'm just reading as I waited to come on the program and no new economist report on the situation. And it's, yes, there is certainly a difficult economic situation here, not just in the United States, but globally as well. We all agree on that. We disagree with is on the methodology to deal with it. Now, part of the problem is that you have had just so many different programs thrown out there almost every week or so. Both the Treasury and the Fed keeps on, I'll say, almost changing course, that it creates so much uncertainty in the marketplace that investors are doing the same thing they did, I hate to refer back to, but during the Great Depression, and that is to say, we don't know what the government is going to do next, so I am not going to invest in my business or in any other business growth until everything settles down.
Well, you've certainly seen that with the banks. I mean, the bank stocks are going to zero as the feds acquire more and more preferred stock, making the common stock essentially worthless. But what would you do to clarify the situation? I mean, Congressman Garrett, step in and make it all clear.
Well, a couple things. One thing is, as far as your opening comment with regard to the overall stimulus and what have you, we have thrown out an idea in a form of legislation of an economic stimulus and growth plan, and that goes basically counter to both what the House did and what President Obama's talking about as far as stimulus, and that is to reinvigorate the investment market, reinvigorate the business climate, and that is a number of different things. It's lowering, incentivizing businesses through lowering the capital gains, lowering the corporate tax, Section 179 and spending, which basically tells businesses go out there today and start spending, and you will be rewarded by a deductibility today as opposed to over a long term.
Although, Congressman Garrett, let's talk about that for just a moment. Doesn't that make the same mistake that the Bush administration made on the stimulus package in the sense that you can give the banks money, but you can't force them to lend? You can give small businesses capital gains tax breaks, but you can't force them to invest.
Interesting. It could, I guess, but you'd have a better upside and you would have a better potential for long-term job growth than what's being talked about right now. You know, the stimulus that's the $800 billion or whatever it turns out to be at the end of the day, plan basically is saying let's create jobs, and jobs is defined as anything as simple as, I think down in Miami or Florida someplace, hiring somebody to install a light bulb, or up in Vermont someplace, buy a street sweeper, things that will may only last for a day or a week or a month. We're talking about how do you actually try to encourage the economy to grow by creating not just jobs, careers that will be here today, tomorrow, and hopefully a year from now, and not be and not continuously be funded by the government as well.
All right. Well, Congressman, that sounds a little bit like Barack Obama's infrastructure program in the sense that we're spending money to get jobs, to do things that actually need to be done. You just would focus it on small businesses. Am I right about that?
No, not necessarily small businesses, but just one second on what he's talking about, infrastructure. You know, out of the entire $800+ billion, although he sort of emphasizes infrastructure, only 3% is actually for roads and bridges. So there's a misconception by what they're spinning and what the public reads as far as that program is concerned. It's just a drop in the bucket, total dollars. And actually, the amount of money, CBO just said this the other day, the total amount of money that can actually be spent this fiscal year on that program, I think, is only around $30 billion of it, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it's even a fraction of that, actually, come to think of it.
All right, well, we'll be looking for your voice to shout loud and clear over the overwhelming Democratic majority there in the House as the debate on the stimulus package proceeds. Congressman Garrett, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate the chance. Good morning.
Scott Garrett is the ranking Republican member of the Subcommittee on Capital Markets, Insurance, and Government-Sponsored Enterprises, all very important to this economic crisis, under the House Financial Services Committee. He's on the same committee as Barney Frank. Congressman Garrett, thanks so very much. From Sussex, New Jersey.
A few kinks there to work out, I think.
Uphill battle.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.